Fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. It's J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. On Monday, the 26th day of June, year of our Lord, 2017. Well, since I didn't have an audio check this morning, I have no idea if people can hear me or not, but I sound great. All right. Our prepper tip of the day. I want to encourage everybody to take a boy or girl to hunter safety class, and then take the boy or girl, or boys and girls, hunting and fishing both. That's your prepper tip of the day. These are great skills to teach youngsters. Adult responsibilities when it comes to firearms for proper and safe gun handling, safety in the field, how to be a responsible and safe hunter. When it comes to fishing, there's lots of skills there. First of all, the child should be a competent swimmer, know all these proper procedures for getting and dealing with boats or fishing from a dock, if that's for the case. Safety there, of course, water safety, how to properly fish, how to clean the fish, and then eventually cook the fish and eat the fish. Same thing applies to the game taken in hunting. So lots of skills to be learned, great time to spend with the youngsters, and things that they will remember the rest of their life. Okay, Mondays we have Firearms Monday, and we have with us, as we do most Mondays these days, Jimmy Gensling with Desert Eagle Shooters. That's DesertEagleShooters.com. Good morning, Jimmy.
Good morning, boss. You're supposed to cook the fish?
Well, I don't really care for sushi, raw fish myself, but if somebody has a burning desire to eat raw fish, hey, go for it. It's a free country, right?
Oh, yeah. That brings back memories. One of the things I read long, long time ago, if anybody wants to read a good book on survival, read the logbook from the, Bounty, from the Bounty's launch.
HMS Bounty.
After the mutiny and everything, there's the complete logbook he kept. And, boy, I tell you what, it gets down to some very interesting meals at times.
Oh, I bet.
And then how they were divvied up and such as that. But, Boy, what a weekend. Teresa and I got back late last night from a gun show, our first one in Texas, and quite a bit different than New Mexico. Quite a bit different.
And how so? How was it different?
Well, the clientele was about the same and everything. It was just the venue was quite different. The one thing I found quite surprising in Texas was the lack of the dealers and everything open carrying or anything like that. There were a couple, but those were also mainly instructors as well. But it was quite different from New Mexico. You walk into a New Mexico gun show and every dealer is locked and loaded and carrying on the side just in case. Of course, it would take a special type of fool to try to rob a gun show. I don't know, that might make a good movie.
Well, there have been attempts, failed attempts, obviously, to rob stores that almost always end in a disaster for the criminal.
Oh, yeah. And we had the discussion a while back on the shotgun, on the two short barrel.
Right, the Mossberg and the Remington.
Right, and I ran into a gentleman down at the gun show that I finally have your answer.
Okay.
And it's going to surprise you. And both of us, in looking at it, we commented on air that the stock was not actually a stock. It was more like a club or an oversized pistol grip without being a pistol grip. That is what makes it legal. It meets the 28-inch overall length requirement, but it does not have a stock, and it does not have a pistol grip. So not having a pistol grip or a stock and being over the 28 inches, it makes it legal.
Amazing. It is over 28 inches. Okay.
Uh-huh. Only by like 3/4 of an inch or something, but still it is over the minimal length.
Right.
So,
right.
The reason I found out about it, I was talking to a couple of the dealers down there, and one of them started laughing and pointed me out to a guy over in the corner and says, he knows the answer to that. Go ask him. He's got a neat story to go with it. And I was talking to the individual, and he said that he was at the gun range, had just gotten one of these, and was trying to get used to it and trying to figure out the best way to use it and everything else. And all of a sudden, there were two police cars and informing him to lay the shotgun down and everything. And, of course, he complied immediately. And they were going to arrest him for a sawed-off shotgun. And he explained to him that, excuse me, I just took this out of the box. Here's the paperwork and everything, and they had to make phone calls, and it was a rather interesting situation after a while, but finally they left him alone, and he says it was quite interesting. He would hope that other companies and everything would put a notice to the law enforcement agencies or some kind of a thing out that these were legal before another incident like that happened. But,
well, I got a great follow-up story for you here, and this will interest all our listeners, I believe. An attorney friend of mine, we've worked together on various criminal matters, a lot of criminal matters, beginning in 1979. He calls me up, and he's on his way to court. His client had been charged with possession of a shotgun with a barrel less than 18 inches and not having it registered. So he asked me a question. He says, John, how do you measure the barrel of a shotgun? So I say, Frank, this is how you do it. You take a shotgun, you make sure it's unloaded, you close the action, you put a wood dowel down the barrel, and you measure from the face of the bolt to the end of the barrel. That's how you measure the barrel of a shotgun. He says, thank you. What happened was the police measured the shotgun with a live round in the chamber, effectively making it about 3 inches shorter than it should have been.
Right.
The police didn't know what they were doing. Prosecuting attorney didn't know what they were doing. And we have a man arrested, his firearm confiscated. He had to post bond to get out of jail. He had to hire an attorney, which is very expensive, miss work, be publicly humiliated in his community, all because the police and the prosecuting attorney did not know how to measure the barrel of a shotgun.
Exactly, yes. And that runs into a common thing sometimes, too. I've heard of incidents on that with the AR pistols being assumed to be short barrel rifles. And really and truthfully, I really think that there should be an aspect in all law enforcement training that they go through and understand the aspects of firearms and legalities and, like you just showed, proper way to measure. It gets fascinating sometimes. And a lot of people are harmed and humiliated by pure stupidity. So, yeah, we have a great job. And the only way that they can learn that is from you and me and our listeners. And if we take the aspect that my dad taught me, that there's no such thing as a stupid question, only a stupid answer, and we pose the question to the law enforcement official logically and kindly and offer to show them, and helpfully, it's helpful to have maybe a copy of a document or something that shows that it's legal, but if we can educate officers instead of humiliating them, that might work. But then again, who knows? We did meet a new acquaintance down there that was right across from us. They are a pretty good-sized dealer in Texas. And they were looking at the ATN scopes and talking to us about them and a few other items that we carry. So we may be helping them out in bringing some of the night vision optics and everything to their community and their customers. And also had a very good conversation with them about the upcoming long-range shooting competition here in the end of July. So the word on that is getting out more and more. I kind of hope that Leon would show up for that. I'd like to watch him clean house and also get a chance to sit and chit-chat with him some. Don't you think that'd be fun?
Well, I'm not so sure I'd want to be in competition against Leon.
No, that's why I said watching clean house.
Yep. Well, Leon is a very bright individual with some unusual and excellent skill sets. And visiting with Leon for an hour or two is always a fun thing to do.
Oh, yes. I would love to have a chance to sit around the campfire with him and just chit-chat. I think that would be just too much fun. And, Rick, if you're listening out there, we're starting to put things together on the project. So it's been an interesting week, John, and it's going to be a busy one coming up. So, but all in all, there's a few interesting things that happened at the gun show. One, getting the answer to your question on the shotgun, but also talking to a number of people in Texas about the laws that are taking place down there. Some of the group explained to me that they're working really, really hard through their legislation to get constitutional carry passed. And several congressmen and senators, some of the stupid comments they've made, and then Texas is taking a rather, not Texas in general, but some of the people that I talked to, are taking a very interesting aspect towards it, and they're finding the congressmen and senators in the state that oppose anything commonsensical, and they're taking on an aspect that I started here, and that is to humiliate politicians that make stupid comments, not humiliate the person in front of themselves, but their constituents. And it's getting to be quite interesting, some of the tactics that they're using, because all they've got to do is to get their constituents to start thinking, and maybe things can get changed. So
Maybe so. Well, it's going to take a lot of effort and a lot of lobbying, won't it?
Yes, it will. And one of the thoughts that I had with them when we were chatting is, you know, you run into a constituent for one of these people, and they get to talking about politics. Let them open the door about politics, and then look them plainly in the eye and say, how's it feel to be an idiot? And, of course, that would take anybody aback. But when they look at you and like, what do you mean? And then have a few of the quotes that their favorite congressman or senator make. I mean, I would just love to run into a Maxine Waters constituent. I could have so much fun with them. But
you mean, you know, a constituent or somebody that actually votes for her?
Well, someone that actually votes for her and supports her. But
right.
And even just a constituent, you know, why aren't you fighting against this person? You realize that when they see her, they think about what her constituents think. So it was some very interesting conversations down there. We all had a good time, got to visit with a very old friend of mine that came down to the show and helped us. And he's a semi-professional photographer, so we may have some really good pictures finally for the webpage. And Robert came over from Hobbs and helped us run the show a bit. And it was just almost like going back home, because Teresa was raised in Odessa and I was raised in Monahans, not too far from there. And it was kind of like old home week. So got to see some nice new guns. I saw one in there that I know that you'd love to own.
What was that?
The FN Saw. And the same dealer that we were talking to that we're going to be
helping
work with.
The FN Saw, was it the full automatic version?
No, this was, well, the guy explained to me something very interesting. There's no real difference between the full auto and the semi-auto version except for a couple of parts. And if the parts are installed, they're quite noticeable. And the one that they were selling was the semi-auto version. But if you went through your paperwork and everything and got approved and cleared and pay your tax stamp and all that, then you could buy the conversion kit for it. But
really?
You had to have that paperwork in order to buy the kit. But
okay.
It was, I'm sure that Cliff got a picture of it, because that is just one beautiful piece of machinery sitting there. And
no,
the first thing I thought of when I saw it was John Moore.
The FN Saw was in what caliber?
Cliff seemed to think that it was in 5.56, and I was thinking at first that it might have been in 308, but I needed to check with him because I know he got the details on it. But it was a beautiful piece of machine. Of course, they had it prestigiously placed right there in the middle of their display.
Well, of course, it would be a big draw, right?
Oh, yeah. That and the ATN night vision was our main draw. I don't think that there was a person that came through that show that we didn't sit there and talk to about it. We sold numerous units. And then, of course, some of the accessories for it we're ordering in as well. In fact, we got orders put in last night about midnight. And extra battery packs, the Bluetooth mouse that goes for it and things. But all in all, it was a really good show and met a lot of great people and learned a few new things, and it was just overall great time. So, folks, if you get a chance and you've got a gun show in your area, go out and take a walk around and look. It's a great place to learn about a lot of things you may have only read about.
Now, tell me, Jimmy, as you're walking around the Texas gun show, did you see very many Texas state flags?
Honestly, no. That was something that really I didn't think about till just now. There were a few, of course, Gadsden flags, and one person had the Gonzales flag. Now, the Gonzales flag, ladies and gentlemen, I know you've seen it, but you didn't know it was what it was called. It is a white flag with a cannon barrel on it, and we've got a break.
All right. We have a break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake?
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. It's taken 3 years before I could offer the Intershelter domes for sale. During those 3 years, several different governments and militaries were taking all their production. The Intershelter Dome homes may be just what you've been looking for to provide affordable, energy-efficient, permanent, and attractive housing. These dome homes are prefabricated units that can be assembled in a few hours by two men with a ladder and simple hand tools. Check out the photos of these dome homes built in the Arctic, on tropical beaches, in suburban areas, and in forests. All the details, many photographs, and the pricing of the dome homes are listed on the left-hand side of my homepage at thelibertyman.com. I think you'll find these homes are not only attractive, but they're energy efficient and a bonus. You can disassemble them and reassemble them as many times as you feel you need the need to. Pretty great, huh? Something that's very, very unique. Check them out at my website at thelibertyman.com. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 26th June, visiting with Jimmy with DesertEagleShooters.com. That's DesertEagleShooters.com. Jimmy, on a road trip I took through Texas a few years back, I noticed more state flags in front of homes, Texas state flags in front of homes in Texas than any state I've ever been to. And I've been to quite a few of the lower 48 states, Jimmy. Is Jimmy there? Okay, Jimmy's not there.
Yes, I've got to remember to take the mute off. That way when I cough, it doesn't go over the air, even during commercials.
Okay.
But what I was saying there, talking along when you couldn't hear me, Texas, you still see a lot of Texas state flags in front of homes and everything, just like you said. But I did find it interesting that I didn't see that many for sale there at the gun show or anything. And getting back to the Gonzales flag, and once I describe the flag, then I'll give a bit of history to it. But the Gonzales flag is a white flag with a cannon barrel on it and three simple words, actually four simple words: come and take it.
Right, right.
And the story behind that, folks, is really unique. Before Texas became its own nation at one time, the Spanish had given, at a small post there, they had a couple of cannons that they had pre-positioned, and it was for the local militias and the community to maintain, but they were there if needed. Well, when Texas started talking about becoming its own country and everything else, the Mexican army decided, well, they need those cannons back. So they went to Gonzales, and there were the two cannons sitting there, and they talked about it, and they said, well, you know, we'll be back for it. And they left and got the caissons and everything to move them and the horses and come back, and there was a flag flying just outside of town with the cannon barrel on it and said, come and take it.
Right.
And the Mexican army sat there and stood for a minute and talked and thought about it, and they sent a young lieutenant into town to ask them about the meaning of the flag, and it was just a really, you know, simple response.
Right.
It means what it says. If you want them, come and try to take them, because we're not giving them back. So a small armed unit and everything, thinking about two active cannons in town, more than likely pointed on the road coming in, decided it was best just to forget about those two cannons and go figure out something else to do.
Absolutely. Well, Jimmy, I got a follow-up on that. An American Legion Post 601 in Davisville, where I'm the commander, we have on display at the ceiling, where the wall meets the ceiling, all around the post. We have, first of all, we have flags from all the services, including the Coast Guard and so forth. We also have the Gadsden flag, the Gonzales flag, the Bonnie Blue flag, the Confederate infantry flag, the flag of the Republic of Vietnam, all on prominent display around the where the wall meets the ceiling at American Legion Post 601 in Daysville, Missouri, proudly displayed for anybody and everybody to see.
Yep. And,
I'm a bit disappointed that almost nobody recognizes the Republic of Vietnam flag.
Right. And to be quite honest with you, I had seen that flag at a couple of different veterans things, and actually in one veteran clinic one time. And I suspected what it was, but I saw a gentleman sitting there, and I asked him if he happened to know it, and he gave me the story behind it and everything, and I thought, aha, now I know. And folks, don't be afraid of that. If you see a flag or an emblem or ribbon or something that a vet or a veterans organization or, in fact, anybody has, ask them what it is and what it means. That's another way that we can educate ourselves and also educate our children. And that's another thing that brought some very interesting discussions at the gun show. But the flag, yeah, I didn't see anybody selling the Texas flag. Quite an interesting point.
Okay.
And our bottom of the hour break.
Bottom of the hour. Call number is 800-313-9443.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today. homeowners. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. I've worked with men and women involved in the high-end shelters for years. With the Ozark Survival Homesteads, you get things you don't get with the high-end shelters. You get a opportunity to be in the bunker, of course. You also get a home, a 60 by 90 lot. You get your storable food, your livestock share, your garden, greenhouse share, your seed bank share. One person to have everything they need, right at $25,000. For a family of three, $37,000. You really need to check this out. It's very unique. At my website, you'll see the Ozark Survival Homesteads on the left side of my homepage. Go there, read that one page, fill out the form with your name, your email address, and your telephone number, and I will forward that to the guys and gals at the Ozark Survival Homesteads. Check it out. You'll be very glad you did. Thank you very much.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Monday, the 26th day of June. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Talking to folks the last few days, a couple at movie night, and we're getting the word out about my training exercise. It's on the right-hand side of my homepage. It's a USS Liberty training exercise, USS Liberty, December 31st, 2018. Field training exercise, USS Liberty, December 31st, 2018. This is for all you folks who have been searching for a date. I've been denying a date for forever, but now you have a date to focus on, a date, a target date to get your preparations ready by. You get to choose your own scenario. Economic collapse leading to civil disorder, World War III, rapid onset of violent earth changes, widespread terrorist attacks, or natural or man-made EMP attack. Your choice. So get ready. You've got 18 months. Also, my website, of course, you'll see the energy cleaner for sale, a marvelous healing device. If you want to participate in our fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting, get a postcard mailed in. If your postcard is the one drawn, we have a drawing coming up this Thursday. you get the purchase energy cleaner at $70 off retail, and a mattress pad 10% off retail. Of course, only $285 is full retail price. And keep in mind, if you have arthritis pain, if you have joint pain, back pain, the energy cleaner will probably help. What are you waiting for? Not getting a great night's sleep? I get a great night's sleep every night with my energy cleaner. What are you waiting for? Only $285 shipping included. And of course, I offer a 30-day money-back guarantee. I'm taking delivery of about a dozen factory-made fitted mattress pads this week. We'll have everything topped off, full inventory, ready for immediate shipment by the end of the week. Check out the details at my website, thelibertyman.com. You can place your order right there using PayPal, the most secure way to make any payment online. MasterCard, Visa, checks can be sent to my address at thelibertyman.com. My toll-free order line, 24 hours a day, here it is, 800-592-9543, 800-592-9543. We're taking questions, calls, and comments here at Republic Broadcasting. We're talking with Jimmy with DesertEagleShooters.com. That's DesertEagleShooters.com. Toll-free call-in number is 800-313-9443. Jimmy, going back to the gun show in ATN, what was latest and greatest at the ATN display of optics? Jimmy, you're not there.
All right, Jimmy. Mute is off again. I have to remember to do that. We had the 3-14 on display, which just really surprised a lot of people, at the, of course, the price on it. But also we linked it up to the iPad and then a couple of times had it linked to my cell phone and showing the people the different options and everything. And I think the one thing that got them the most on it is the ability to, in the profile section, to have profiles for six different rifles and be able to swap the day-night vision between those rifles simply by moving it to the rifle, selecting its profile from it, and then doing a confirmation shot to make sure that your zero is still on.
No, which model? I need to interrupt you. Which model ATN is this, Jimmy? Say it slowly.
It's the ATN 3-14. It's a $600 scope. And
okay. What model
is it? You would have to ask me that.
People are going to want to contact you and buy these things, so we need to let them know how to find it, how to buy it.
Yes, I know. I'm still half asleep from the show.
Okay.
But they've got two basic models in this platform. They've got the 3-14, and then they've got the 5-20. And the 5-20 right now is still on backorder hold. Hopefully we should be getting a notice on that soon. And but the 3-14 covers practically everything that anyone would want.
Here it is. ATN X Sight, Roman numeral 2, Hotel Delta.
Yes. We've got it on the website there. Tim got those up and got them all set in and everything. And the ability to be able to move it between six different rifles, I think, was the one that really caught people's attention, right? Because one of the gentlemen, when I was talking to him, made the comment that he'd have to decide which one it would go on. And I told him, I said, well, that's the easy thing, because it can go on several different rifles. And when you put the profiles in and you zero the rifle and get the scope all set up for that one, then when you go back to the profile, it goes directly back to that. So, and I tell him, I says, you always do the confirmation shot just to make sure that you haven't got, you know, you've got it back in the same position and everything on your rifle, and make sure that everything is all snugged down. And it really took a lot of people by surprise because of the price. And the capabilities of it, because the closest that you'll come in the having basically the same functions and everything is going to be the Night Force, and theirs start off at $3,800.
Right, right.
And
for somebody, and I was thinking last night, I want to talk about optics with Jimmy tomorrow morning, and I'm so glad we're having this discussion. Now, for a person not familiar with professional optics for rifles, $600 may sound like a lot of money, compared to some of the low grade stuff out there, it is. But we're looking at capabilities here, and we're looking at comparing what the ATN X-Sight Roman numeral 2 HD Hotel Delta can do compared to. The only thing to compare it to, really, is a Night Force scope that costs $3,800. That's phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
It is phenomenal.
Well, the interesting thing about it, there was a gentleman there that actually owns that particular Night Force. And, in fact, he's one of the ones that bought one of these from us and is going to be buying a couple more. He informed me that on his Night Force, it is gun-specific. You can't go moving it from one to the other and back. It doesn't have the profile program on it. And there are several other little details and stuff that he brought up that another one was the battery configuration. The ATN operates on 4 AA's with also an external battery pack. And the Night Force on it is limited to the external battery pack. So it was a really good chance to talk to him about it and discuss things. And then we had another gentleman that showed up that had the ATN scope and then download some of his videos to his cell phone. And it was just so interesting the way he was showing some of the videos. They were shooting prairie dogs at 600 yards at night using, and of course he had the ATN on his. But
right.
It was just amazing, he says, because it gave a whole new solution to problem solving on this rancher's land. He was continually having cattle that were stepping in these holes and getting injured and sometimes having to be put down.
Right.
And he says it was great. He said on a little rise out there in the middle of the field and just spot for them, and once you found one, move to the next one. So very, very unique. And then, of course, we've got the order we put in last night. We've got more of the X-Sights coming in. We've got more of the battery packs coming in, and then also some of the standalone rangefinders. Now, the unique thing about the rangefinders, they have two separate ones. One is a 1,000-yard, and the other one is a 1,500-yard. And I personally own one of the Bushnell 800-yard rangefinders, and
right.
I have yet to get an accurate reading beyond 600 yards with it.
Really? Okay.
And on this one, it is guaranteed to do it, but also it Bluetooths to the scope so that if you're ranging different animals out there and find the one that you're going to, that you want, and you range it, it's putting that information over to the scope so that when you work your firing solution and everything, it already has the information there. So just, I mean, stepping up to this day and age and what we can do now with optics, well under $1,000 that 20 years ago most of us would just look at and drool.
Well, 20 years ago it wasn't possible to do what's being done now for any price.
Oh yeah. What we had back then were the Starlight scopes and maybe some Gen 2 night vision, but oh my God, the price is, you know, $5,000, $6,000, $7,000.
Right. Well, thermal imaging is still pretty pricey, but no, this obviates the need for that. Now, about a year and a half ago, Jimmy, I was talking about the model before this one on my show, and I gave out the name of a vendor who was selling them online, within, I think, 24 to 48 hours, they sold out every one they had.
Yeah.
I just mentioned it on that one show. So this is a great scope. And when I'm back in the market for upgrading my optics, which the way these things are going, upgrading optics is going to be as part of our lives, because anything involving electronics gets smaller, lighter, and less expensive rather rapidly.
With more functions.
Yep,
yes, and with far more functions. Scott, one of the gentlemen that was in the table next to us over there I was talking about earlier that had the FN with John Moore's name on it, we were talking, and he was a pilot over in Iraq, and he loves this scope. In fact, one's going to be going his way very soon. And there was a young man sitting there looking at it and listening to everything, and he goes, "Well, I've never heard of ATN. Who is ATN?" And Scott looked at him and goes, "Young man, everything that I flew in Iraq," he said, "the entire cockpit, everything that was night vision, that was navigation, that systems controls, had ATN on it. They've been doing it for years." And the kid was like, "Oh, okay, so they've been around a while." And Scott kind of looked at him and goes, "I would say so."
Right.
And I found out an interesting point about ATN. They go all the way back to the 50s, supplying government contracts.
I had no idea.
I did not either. And a gentleman that was very familiar with them, in fact, he used to work at Grumman in Dallas, and he was part of the cockpit team that assembled everything and put stuff together. And ATN's first claim to fame with them was in navigation systems. So it was a very eventful show, and it was a lot of fun. Got to meet, of course, a lot of really great people. And it's, you know, gun shows, folks, is if you go, make sure you've got a very large cup of coffee or a soft drink, and go to not only look at the products and everything, but listen and chat with the vendors, because you can just have a full library standing there in one building.
Oh, I know that when I go to gun shows around Metro St. Louis, I can't walk 10 feet without seeing somebody I know and talking to them. I've been so embedded in the gun culture for so many years, and it's a social event for me as much as anything else.
Oh, yeah. That's what I mean by when I say old home week, because you go to the different shows, and you meet new people and make new friends, and, of course, you're always looking for your old friends that should be there. And quick note for you, John, I was going through my news this morning, and I can't find it again, but I thought I saw a note where Joyce Riley died over the weekend. Have you seen anything on that?
I have no idea. Maybe we can have a call or let us know. Joyce is my neighbor.
She's the queen of talk radio.
Well, I just got a note from my engineer that confirming that she did, in fact, pass away over the weekend. She's my neighbor. She was my neighbor. She lived about a one-hour drive from me. And, of course, I knew Joyce not all that well, but I did know her. And she did a lot of good work for a lot of years, and I'm sorry to hear about her passing.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, if you're not familiar who Joyce Riley was, she is the one that brought Gulf War Syndrome to the forefront and put it in congressmen and senators' faces and would not let it go away. Thanks to her and her efforts and her dedication to getting to the truth, she did so much for vets that were suffering from something that no one could even identify, let alone find a way to deal with it. So to Joyce and all of her faithful listeners and friends and family and everything, our condolences. We've lost a very fine lady this time around.
We did. We did. We certainly did. We got a caller on hold here. We got Rick in Missouri. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Good morning, Jimmy. Good morning, John. I just have one very quick comment. About 20 years ago, the public broadcasting, they had one of their favorite sons. He was a good man. I think he was more or less a local Missouri guy. Made a comment one day on the air, and he got fired for it. He said, young black men own the night. Now, the SEALs and other military individuals, they get to say that, and that's cool. What I wanted to suggest, you know, with the marketing and technology involved with the ATN people and the price point, the criminal elements and or out of control government individuals, yep, there it goes.
Well, let's continue after the break. Everybody stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Yeah, I just need a second.
Okay.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
NutriMedical's Calm Mind supports a relaxed mood and helps to support your brain neurotransmitter, helps lower blood pressure, helps to make you feel calm all day long, and helps to make it easier to go to sleep. Calm Mind contains GABA. It also contains xanthine and L-theanine, an amino acid from green tea. And it contains myo-inositol, a special B vitamin. Because it's such high quality, it works amazingly for anxiety, panic attack, and for depression. Get Calm Mind at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. The special studies that have been done on Calm Mind show that it helps to stabilize the neurons in the brain, lower the autonomic nervous system that raises blood pressure, and it helps to support normal calming activity throughout the body. That means you're going to have much higher energy level, much more stable mood, be able to tolerate stress better, and it helps to stabilize blood sugar as well. So order Calm Mind at NutriMedical.com.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. Our supplements is a great way to maintain and improve your health. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game. Life is too short to feel, you know what I mean. Stay in the game. At the top of your game with GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Again, GetTheTea.com.
More here on Monday, the 26th of June, visiting with Jimmy with DesertEagleShooters.com. Rick, let's get back to your comment here, sir.
Yeah, I just wanted to wind up that thought. It's been true forever that the criminal element enjoys the advantage of darkness. So does the military. There have got to to be, knowing how the deep state wrangles things and sees stuff, there have got to be people somewhere with these alphabet soup agencies that are looking at this ATM situation and the price point and saying to each other, certainly not publicly, that this is not working to their benefit.
Oh, yeah, true. And going back to owning the night, remember when I was a young kid and getting up and running around and be up at all times of the evening and everything, didn't lock the front door,
oh, yeah,
out running around on our bicycles. And my mom would always tell us, you know, you be home by sundown because nothing good ever happens after dark.
I thought that was the St. Louis thing. Okay.
Oh, yeah. That was classic for our era and our age. And children today don't understand that at all.
Right. Well, if we happen to be sitting out there in the dark in a ghillie suit with some equipment, nothing good will happen if the no goods show up. That will be kind of a hoot. Well, anyway, thanks, guys. I'm enjoying the show.
Okay.
Have a good one, Rick. Talk to you later.
Thanks for the call.
Yeah, you too.
We appreciate
Bye.
It.
Yeah, John,
so,
I think our parents knew quite a bit, correct?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. There were different days and different times. But people have to change with the times, don't they?
Oh yeah, we have to roll with it. The only thing that I wish hadn't changed so much was discipline and teaching children respect. It was amazing at the gun show that most of the young people and the children we did see were very respectful, would ask if they could look at something, or stand there and very quietly listen while their parents talked about something. And then again, there was that one child that had to touch absolutely everything on the table, thump on things, and, you know, just his parents didn't care at all what he was doing. And he reached out and went and started to pick up one of the AR pistols on the table, and I explained to him, no, sir, you have to put that down. And his mother looked at me like, oh, my God, he told my child that he couldn't do something. And I could have said something. I didn't. I just smiled and let them go on. But, yeah, whole different time and age, and some things have changed definitely for the worse,
absolutely,
I believe.
Absolutely. Here's our break. We'll be right back after the break. Thank you.
Time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
fighting soldiers from the sky.